This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The trip by Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, to Beijing has made clear he is counting on China to help reinvigorate the South American nation's ailing industrial sector and pick up the slack of U.S. companies exiting the country. VOA's Marissa Melton tells us more.
As president Xi Jinping, Brazilian finance minister Fernando Haddad told reporters the nations are planning a leap forward in their relationship. He said Lula wants a policy of reindustrialization and is hoping for more direct investments from China. He added that Brazil still wants strong bonds with the United States as well, but noted with regret that some U.S. companies have been leaving Brazil recently. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
In Nigeria, the House of Representatives Committee resumed its probe on the unofficial sales in 2015 of 40 million barrels of oil to China. VOA's Timothy Obiezu tells us it started after a whistleblower tipped lawmakers off in 2020.
The whistleblower alleged that the stolen crude had been stored at several Chinese ports and later sold by Nigeria's national oil company, NNPC Limited, officials. NNPC Limited denies the allegation and called it false. Chinese authorities have not responded. This week, Nigeria's finance minister, attorney general, and other top cabinet members did not appear for interrogation on the matter at a hearing. The committee says that could delay the investigation. Officials say the country loses $700 million every month. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian threats to nuke Ukraine, China's military moves around rival Taiwan, its growing ties with Moscow, and its growing assertiveness throughout Asia, North Korea's unprecedented run of weapons testing and development. The top diplomat from seven of the world's most powerful countries will have plenty to discuss when they gather in the hot spring resort town of Kiryuzawa this weekend for the Group of Seven Foreign Ministers meeting. Some believe that with the weakening of the United Nations amid Russian and Chinese influence, global gatherings like the G7 are even more important. France's Constitutional Council has approved an unpopular plan to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The protests ramped up after the announcement of the decision to raise the retirement age by 2 years. The Constitutional Council rejected some other measures in the pension bill, but the higher age was central to President Emmanuel Macron's plan, and that's been the target of protesters' anger. Macron can enact the bill within 15 days. The win for the French president comes after 3 months of mass protests over the legislation that has damaged his leadership. I'm Shelley Adler.
A Catholic shrine in Ireland was the site of an emotional meeting between U.S. President Joe Biden and a priest connected to his past. AP's Ed Donahue explains.
And it was at Knock Shrine.
We also met out of the blue. We didn't know he was there.
There is a priest who works at the shrine who was a former U.S. Army chaplain.
Father O'Grady, who gave my son last rites in Walter Reed Medical Hospital in Washington. It was incredible to see him. It seemed like a sign.
He was moved to tears. Father Frank O'Grady said the president gave him a big hug. It was like a reunion. The death of his oldest son, Beau, in 2015 hit the president hard. O'Grady says he thinks the grief is kind of going down a bit. After the visit to the shrine, the president toured a hospice center in Ireland that displays a plaque commemorating his son. I'm Ed Donahue.
Japan's NHK is reporting that a loud explosion occurred at a western Japanese port during Prime Minister Fumio Kishida's visit, but there were no injuries. Kishida was visiting a port prefecture, and there was an explosion just before he was set to begin his speech. A Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused in the leak of highly classified military documents appeared in court Friday as prosecutors unsealed charges and revealed how billing records and interviews with social media comrades helped pinpoint the suspect, identified as Jack Texera. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.